Hello, on this episode of Off the Record with Lehigh Valley with Love, we're taking a deep dive into the life-saving work of Miller Keystone Blood Center, a nonprofit that's been serving hospitals across Eastern Pennsylvania and Western New Jersey for decades. And we're joined by two leaders from the organization, Rami Nima, president and CEO of Miller Blood Center, Miller Keystone Blood Center, and Lena Barbieri, vice president of communications and chief philanthropy officer of Miller Keystone Blood Center, to learn more about blood donations, community impact, and how technology is shaping the future of this vital service. Before we get started, I want to introduce my co-host, the great Jeff Warren, also a Northampton County Commissioner. Jeff, how are we doing?
Doing great, man. I am really looking forward to this discussion. Thank our guests for coming on. And George, we got a great discussion, buddy.
I'm looking forward to it. And I want to thank our sponsors who allow us to do this, which is amazing. Michael Bernadin with Remax, Molly's Irish Grill and Sports Pub, Lehigh Valley Health Network, Wind Creek Event Center, WDIY 88.1 FM, Banco Beverage Company, and our friends at LL Bean. Check out their outdoor discovery programs this summer. We did a whole podcast on it. It was a lot of fun. And let's get into it. Before we do, well, I guess this is how we're getting into it. Jeff, you're going to share with us a story about how Miller Keystone Blood Center has personally affected you and your family.
Absolutely. Personally affected my daughter, Abigail, who when she was born needed several blood transfusions. And I learned about Miller Keystone Blood Center many, many years prior to that when I was working for a state senator here in the Lehigh Valley. I helped with that state senator's blood donor education initiative and legislation. And because of that, established a lot of great relationships with folks at Miller Keystone Blood Center. But when Abigail was born in 2011, she had something called Hirschsprung's disease. And again, needed blood transfusions. Through those blood transfusions, I was actually able to donate my own blood for her blood transfusions. And at the end of the day, it was able to save her life at that moment. And Miller Keystone was always there for us. So I have been a member of several committees over the years at Miller Keystone Blood Center. They're like family. Rami, Lena, it is great to have you on. And we're going to dive into this right now. Thank you so much for your work. George, I know you wanted to get started asking Rami some questions right off the bat here.
Yeah, and I echo Jeff's sentiments. Thank you guys both so much for joining us. You know, it feels like Miller Keystone Blood Center is just one of those, institutions you see everywhere, you know. So, but it's great to revisit it once in a while to, you know, remind ourselves why it's so important, what it does, and to let people know that. So, Rami, you know, you're the best person to ask this question. You know, can you kind of give us an overview of Miller Keystone, what it does for the area, what it's been doing for decades, you know, kind of put that in perspective for us?
Yeah, absolutely. George and Jeff, thank you so much for having me and Lena on your podcast and giving us the opportunity to talk about Miller Keystone as being the only community blood center that is servicing our regional hospitals. Before I get into it, Jeff, I mean, I've met Abigail a few times.
Yes.
She's lovely. So
thank you.
Great family. And thank you so much for your support and everything that you do for Miller Keystone.
Absolutely.
And the community. So we have been actually in the community since 1971. So it's been more than 50 years of saving lives in our community, collecting blood. And when we say community blood center, what that means, we're collecting in our community. And donors are coming from the community that we are servicing to save patients within the same community. All of our staff actually, all of those heroes that show up to work every single day are from the community. So that's what a community blood center means. And we ship approximately 100,000 products every year. So that's how many patients, community patients are being impacted by the work of all the donors and Miller Keystone year after year. And Jeff gave an example, but that's what we usually do on a daily basis. We do work very closely with all of our regional hospitals that we do support and all of our donors. At this point, we're servicing close to 3 million residents in 22 counties. So that is the impact of all of the donations that we collect. We need approximately 350 blood donors to show up to one of our collection sites or a drive every single day to be able to support all the patients within those hospitals.
I'll move things along here with the discussion by saying, you know, for those watching on YouTube or any other social sites right now, George has Miller Keystone Blood Center's website up there. And the one thing I've always loved about the blood centers, they're on the cutting edge of technology in so many different ways. And we're certainly going to talk more about technology in the future here on this podcast episode. But Lena, I wanted to ask you, the one thing I love about Miller Keystone Blood Center's new website is that it shows folks in the community the actual demand for blood in a very visual way, right on the homepage, what type of blood is critical, urgent, a priority, and what blood is even stable. So when we are looking at the donor trends and we're looking at the numbers themselves, how many individuals are donating locally here and how many more could be donating, you know, in terms of the, you know, that goal that we want to get to? And as George has this awesome visual up right in front of us here.
So I'll start to answer that question and I'll circle back, but to just share and put this in perspective, on any given day, 62% of the American population would be eligible to give blood across the country, 62% yep. of us. For various reasons, the remainder, too young, deferred, all the reasons why you might not be able to. But imagine 62% can, they're eligible, 2-3% give.
Right.
There is a very serious blood shortage in this country. Our community is no different. There is a serious blood shortage in our community. I watch my colleagues every day work really hard to ensure that our hospitals have the blood, but it is tough work. You see it right now, critical. There are four blood types absolutely at the critical level, right? So that's the first thing. The good news is if 1% more of folks gave blood, 1% more, we could actually minimize, possibly eliminate that blood shortage. So that's just to give you a sense of where we're at. Locally and network-wide, we have about 40,000 active donors in our network, and that is people who have given within the last 2 years. There are a lot more people within our database, but let's talk about people who are coming in regularly. That's about 40,000 network-wide. Locally, we have about 15,000. And when I say locally, I mean just the two counties that we pretty much on this conversation would be talking about, Lehigh and Northampton County.
Yep.
So that's a lovely number. It could be more.
Yes.
I think I answered your question, but I think the thing to always remember is if we can get 1% more to give across the country, but certainly within our own community, we would be golden.
Absolutely, we would. And George, I know you wanted to dive into some technology too, in terms of what Miller Keystone Blood Center is doing.
I do, but that also made me think, like, that's such a disparity, right? If you're like 1%, that's 62% for 1%. I bet that there's a percentage who are just like, I don't like needles. I don't like hospital settings. You know, what can you say to maybe some of those people who, and there's always going to be people we know who are unable to give blood and maybe want to, and we know that, but what do you say to people who have maybe thought about it, haven't done it? How do we encourage them to go over that hump? Rami, do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah. So, George, I am a blood donor myself. I've been doing this for probably 20 some years at this point. And, I do it, whenever they need me. To donate the blood. And till today, I don't even look at the needle. I look the other way. So sure. I totally understand this. I totally understand it. But let me tell you, whenever I'm donating blood, I'm thinking about the person who I'm going to be impacting in a positive way. So that pinch, literally, it is a fraction of a second. I'm not saying yes, it is there, but it is a fraction of a second. But the impact is going to last probably years and years. You might be giving somebody the opportunity to celebrate another birthday or another holiday with their family. This is my own personal experience, and that's why I usually get over that pinch, that needle, every time I donate blood. And the other thing, Jeff, you already know this, every 2 seconds in the US, every 2 seconds, somebody needs blood.
Yep.
And absolutely. And it's very hard to keep up with this. This is a fact. 25% of us will need a blood transfusion at one point in our lives.
Yeah, my daughter did when she was born. I didn't know that was going to happen, but she did. So exactly. Yeah, absolutely.
And it's like for Jeff, it's like, you know, where your daughter needs blood, it's just, okay, cut my arm off, right?
Exactly. You
know, so I guess it's just kind of thinking of it in those terms a little bit of, you know, these, I love the community aspect. These are our community members who are coming together to provide this help to each other. That's meaningful. So, yeah. Well, Jeff, we'll get to technology, but since we're talking about spreading the word, why don't you go into kind of some of the new advances you were talking, your question that we had lined up.
Well, I mean, I was going to be asking Lino, you know, with newer technology advances, it really means that Miller Keystone Blood Center needs to also keep up with the times, you know, looking towards how our programming is reaching more and more people in our region. I was wondering if you could talk about some of the great programs that Miller Keystone has and the outreach that Miller Keystone Blood Center is doing within our communities.
Sure. So, you know, we know that most folks give blood not to get something, right?
Right.
But it's always fun to get something. And we have these great frequent lifesaver programs, platelet warrior programs, universal heroes for those that have that universal blood. And you earn points and you get swag. And the swag is awesome.
It's great.
I mean, it's so much fun. So we encourage folks that if they're going to come and give blood, you know, become a member of one of these clubs. And in addition to that, we love seeing folks wearing their swag because that encourages other folks to come in and give blood. So again, we know folks don't do it just to get something, but we love giving stuff to folks and we encourage folks to join our general programs. But then we have these other programs here and there, like we might raffle off some Penn State tickets, or we might, right now we have a program. Mondays are rough. And I say rough like that because we have partnered with Yakko's.
Yep.
And if you come in on a Monday, we will provide you with a hot dog coupon vouchers. So we always try to make sure that we have the donor in mind when we create our programs. We encourage folks to visit our website because that's ever changing. Much like you saw the demand for blood changing every day, the programs, our general programs don't change, but some of the special promos that we do might change. So it's always exciting.
Right. I mean,
going on.
The website's great. I mean, it's really interactive and you guys have done a great job with it. Does that word of mouth, I have a couple friends who I bet, you know, are kind of like super users to you guys where they're in there and they're sharing on social media. They're like, I'm back in here this yep. month. You know, is that something where you have like superheroes like that? You know, I would imagine those donors are your best.
So we love when folks share that on social media. We do celebrations. Seems like more and more, which is so exciting. We do celebrations for 50-gallon donors, 75-gallon donors. There's one coming up for a 100-gallon donor. So when you hit a threshold, we celebrate. We celebrate with you and for you, and then we hope that you'll take that and share it with your social media. We hope folks will join our social media because guess what? Even if you're not a blood donor, you can join our social media and you can share the stories. And frankly, if you're not a blood donor and you join our social media, I think it'll touch your heart, what's actually happening in the hospitals and the lives that we're saving. So I encourage folks to take a look at our website and then go to the bottom and click on our social media and follow us.
Stay right there. We got a couple commercials. We'll be right back.
Lehigh Valley Health Network is now proudly part of Jefferson Health, and together we're bringing you more hospitals and outpatient locations for added convenience, more nationally ranked specialists for expert care, more clinical trials, and more innovation to improve outcomes. We're investing in your well-being and building healthier communities because more expertise and convenient care means better outcomes and a healthier you. Jefferson Health and Lehigh Valley Health Network, together for the future of care.
Looking for your next adventure? Come explore the great outdoors with L.L. Bean's Outdoor Discovery Programs at Nockamixon State Park in Quakertown, Pennsylvania. Whether you're brand new or building your skills, you've got something for everyone. Kayaking, stand-up paddleboarding, archery, fly casting, and more. Our expert guides make it easy and fun because we believe the outdoors is for everyone. Sign up at llbeanoutdoors.com today to get more outdoors.
A big thank you to our sponsors, Michael Bernadin with Remax Real Estate, Molly's Irish Grill and Sports Pub, Benko Beverage Company, Wind Creek Event Center, WDIY 88.1 FM, and of course our friends at Lehigh Valley Health Network. Thank you for allowing us to continue to bring these episodes to you.
Yeah, really quick, the Thank the Donor program and what is published on social media is so incredibly heartwarming. It's one of my favorite things to read on social. I'm not even kidding when I say that. You know, the world of social media can be a dark place sometimes, but with Miller Keystone Blood Center, especially the Thank the Donor program that you all have, it's so very heartwarming and it's absolutely wonderful. And I would encourage folks to search out Miller Keystone Blood Center on various social sites and give a follow.
Our YouTube channel, if you need a good cry and a good uplift, you know, if you need to feel all the emotions, go to our YouTube channel because we've got an emotion for everybody on that YouTube channel. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing to save those lives. It's fabulous.
I'm just scrolling. I swear to goodness, I did not plan this. I know Sophia. I'm scrolling through the website, and I know Sophia. She, I'm kind of colleagues with her. We run in the same circle. Oh my goodness, that's awesome! I didn't know she was featured on here.
Yeah.
So yeah, wow. I'm gonna have to spend some more time on this. That's amazing. Speaking about technology, this is the one question I didn't ask previously. You know, the taking of blood itself, that work that's been going on for decades. Has that changed in recent years, like the actual technology of it? Have there been advancements? What's going on in that sector, I guess?
Yeah, so the answer is yes, absolutely. Over the past 20, 25 years, for fact. And, you know, just, I mean, the website is a very simple example, but we're trying our best to keep up with all the technologies. And when we're talking about technologies, we're talking about donor safety, we're talking about efficiencies, and we're talking about donor experience. And those are the three buckets that we're focusing on a daily basis. Efficiencies, we need to make sure that we have the staff that are trained dealing with our donors, and we need to make sure that we're collecting all the blood that we need to be able to support our patients. And we have technology in place to manage that inventory. So the one thing that we need to make sure of is once that blood is collected, tested, deemed to be safe for transfusion, is indeed gonna end up saving somebody's life. So there's a lot of work behind the scene within our inventory management team. They're trying to work with all of our hospitals behind the scene. And let me tell you, in the Lehigh Valley, I think we have one of the best community in the nation. The collaboration that we have in place is literally unheard of elsewhere. Within our network, within the blood center system, we can move products around between different hospitals. And that's something that that's a technology that we're talking about, blood management. We're talking about donor app, for example. That's something we just implemented a few months ago. So as a donor, you can have your own app. It is on your cell phone. You can make appointment cancel. You can check your blood type. You can reschedule your appointment. And the other thing is, you know, we need to keep up with the FDA guidances. So we're up to date on all of those testing that we have to do on every donation. So that's, I can probably spend 30 more minutes talking about this because I'm trying to titrate. But those are the buckets that we usually focus on a daily basis when it comes to technology. And at this point, we are actually looking at AI and see what that can do from a customer service point of view. And I just thought of something, George, you were asking me about the needle before. So what we are doing actually, we're looking into a mixed reality. Those are goggles that our donors can probably put on during that donation time. So the idea is to get their mind off of that needle stick.
Yeah, so they can probably you're on a beach or something, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, a lot of
collecting whatever it is. So that's something that we're looking into to see if we can get that implemented at one point.
That's so interesting. Because, yeah, I would think, like, the worst thing for you guys is to ever be complacent, right? Like, you always have to be, you know, even if you feel like you're doing well, a bad month could be really, yeah. So what looking forward, you know, what are things that you feel will be challenges and maybe in the next 5 years? Is it always just continuing to have enough people or?
Yeah, that's been our biggest challenge for, I would say, probably since the pandemic. At this point, we're seeing some improvements across the nation, throughout the United States. So what's alarming, we don't have enough young donors within our system. And this is nationwide. This is not just Miller Keystone. But for us, in the Lehigh Valley, 60% of our donor pool, 60% of our donor pool over the age of 55. Only 5% wow. are between the ages of 18 and 25. So that is very alarming.
Yes.
So that is that's probably one of our biggest challenges at this point. How can we get to the younger generation to step up, to give back to the community, and to become blood donors? That is probably one of the biggest challenges that we are facing at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And Lena, if I missed anything, if you want to add anything.
No, whenever we use that statistic, I think that's what keeps us up at night, right?
Wow, yeah.
I'm not getting any younger. I don't know if I'll be, you know, one of those 25% that will ever need blood, but I sure do hope that it will be there if I might, right?
And you don't want to like blame the younger generation more. You want to be like, you know, like what's going on, right? Like, why is this happening? And what can we do to maybe reach them, I would imagine. Yeah.
Exactly. This is not, that's exactly what it is. How can we deliver the message and make sure that our younger generations are aware of the challenges that we're facing?
Mm-hmm. As I sit on the Miller Keystone Blood Center's development and marketing committee, you know, and have been for many years, it never ceases to amaze me the forward thinking in that regard. How can we reach more folks? We were talking about social media just a few minutes ago. We were talking about exactly, you know, we're on this podcast here. Miller Keystone Blood Center has their own podcast as well, where they are telling stories about how effective as a nonprofit that they have been in the community and how they have been saving lives. So with that being said, I guess, I mean, the final thing that I would ask here in terms of closing out this discussion, at least from my standpoint, is that critical bit of information that we need to be telling people about how they knowing about the importance of donating blood and how it saves lives right here in our Lehigh Valley community. Like what's the overall message here, Rami, that you would give to folks?
I have two messages if I can. The first one, which is, this is a fact. The blood that have been already donated, tested, and ready to be transfused is the blood that is going to save lives, because it takes time. We collect the blood and it takes days for that blood to be tested and ready to be transfused. So we as a human, we react. We're good at reacting because we want to support each other. So if there is a trauma, if there is an accident, a mass casualty event, everybody wants to donate the blood, which is great, amazing. We still need that, but it's probably 2 or 3 hours late. And that's the message. We need to donate regularly. We need to make sure that we have blood tested available for transfusion. And the second message is, despite all of the advancements in technologies and medicine that we've been talking about, blood cannot be manufactured in a lab.
Yeah.
It cannot be. So blood donors are the only source of this life-saving product. So if we don't donate, who else? Let's make sure that all of us are blood donors and saving lives within our community.
What a great discussion here, folks. What a great discussion.
Yeah, and it's great. I appreciate it.
Could I just...
Please, go ahead.
So the thing that, to add to what Rami said, of course, if you give blood, we'd love for you to make noise about it, right? Social media, all of those things. We want to hear people's blood transfusion stories. So we know about Sophia. We know about some of the other folks that we have had lots of interaction with. We know about Jeff's family's story. If there are other stories, by all means, we would love to hear about that. So please visit our website. There's a way to tell us your blood story. I also would encourage folks to visit our website or even contact me directly to have us come and visit your community group. You know, education about this is going to be key, I think, in the future. So your Rotary group, your Kiwanis group, your veterans group, any of those kinds of groups, we'd love to come and just have a little chat with you. So invite us to do that. We love talking about what we do.
Yeah, I'm gonna put ourselves out there, but I'm on the Northside Alive committee. We do community events in Bethlehem. This makes sense. We should try to put something together. I'm on it.
Absolutely. GivePint.org. GivePint.org. Yes.
But to that point, if nothing else, if you get nothing else from this conversation, go to GivePint.org. We've been, perusing through this website as we've been discussing. There's so much on here. And there's so much information, just the maps alone showing where to go, more information about FAQs, all of the different events you have going on. GivePint.org, really, if nothing else, head there. You have all your questions answered. So. Yep. Rami and Lena, and of course, Jeff, thank you guys so much. This was great. And one of the reasons we did this is it's the middle of the summer. People are on vacation. We're all doing a million things. Everybody's busy. So this is, consider this your reminder.
Yes.
To go give some blood. And that's what we're doing.
The need for the blood doesn't take vacation.
That's right.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you guys so much.
George, thank you so much, guys. Thank you.
We appreciate you guys.
Thank you.
A big thank you to our sponsors, Michael Bernadin with RE/MAX Real Estate, Molly's Irish Grill and Sports Pub, Banco Beverage Company, Wind Creek Event Center, WDIY 88.1 FM, and of course, our friends at Lehigh Valley Health Network. Thank you for allowing us to continue to bring these episodes to you.